recording of July 11, 2018 Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
And it is 4:04. Do I have to tap the gavel? We are in roll call. Director Reeves is here. Director Henderson is here. Director Chastain is here for the Finance and Audit Committee. And Director Crawford is here, as well as Director Parks. We have an agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay. And is that a second from Bettina?
Sure.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. I am proposing a change to the new business item A, election of Audit and Finance Committee Vice Chair. I am under the impression that when we get a new board member, they will join this committee because we are short a board member on this committee. And I would suggest, as part of the whole process of making sure that that person is up to speed on everything, that we postpone a chair, a vice chair election until we have our new committee member.
Sounds good.
So maybe I can, I guess, do I have to make that a friendly amendment to the, or this is part of the discussion?
It's part of the discussion, yes.
Okay. So,
Madam Chair, under executive session, under strategic planning, if we could also add an item to talk about our strategic planning workshop.
Okay.
It's coming up. It's scheduled for the end of August, and we just want to chat about that for a little bit.
Okay, so I have two changes to the agenda. One is new business is postponed until we have a full committee. And the second one is there is now an item two under strategic planning in our executive session regarding the strategic planning workshop in August.
Thank you. Bye.
We already have a motion on the floor, so I can just call the question. All those in favor of the agenda as discussed? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. Next agenda item is the approval of the minutes from May 7th, and those should be loaded for you.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. Do we have any questions, comments, or discussion on the Audit and Finance Committee meeting minutes? Okay, hearing and seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? So that passes unanimously. I do not think we have any members here to be heard. And we have no CEO reports and correspondence. And we have no new business. So I will entertain a motion to take us into executive session.
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1, the Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to discuss financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are in executive session. And seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Okay, we are out of executive session, which I think moves us on to director comments. So I'm just gonna go this way around the table and start with Director Reeves.
Appreciated the information today. It seems like this is the culmination of questions that have arisen in the past, and I thought it was a very thorough and reassuring presentation, and thank you, Sherry, for putting that together for us.
Henderson?
I enjoyed the conversation. I think it should
should be reoccurring, not once. It should be reoccurring on a regular basis. These things reinforce behavior. They reinforce the culture, and I would hope that we would continue to do it. I think this is probably, well, the second time in the seven or eight years I've been here, and I hope it would occur more frequently.
Dr. Crawford.
And I think that, for me, more education is always better. And keep pounding it in so that I don't lose all of it. So that's about it.
I do think very much what everyone said. I do think that this was an excellent workshop type setting where it gave us an opportunity to learn, and want to thank Sherry and her staff.
Yeah, I don't have much to add. I learned a lot. I'm almost embarrassed to say that I didn't even know what the definition of, you know, what the acronym COSO really meant. And so that's excellent. I learned a lot, and I do think it should be a regular annual session, and I do hope it gets rolled into the new director orientation, because I think that'd be super helpful. So thank you.
No, I appreciate the feedback from the board, and we'll definitely take a look more at executive session items, and I'll work with Matt and get it minimized as much as we can.
Yeah. I just have one series of comments about, you know, I was privy to coming and prepping for this meeting and hearing the story about the woman coming and creating that sense of urgency and putting her own salary in the minutes from the other organization, right? I should mention this, we're out of executive session. Don't want anyone to think that was too good. And I've been thinking a lot about the pace at which we are moving, and I want to just call to mind a couple of things that were said, one of which is, you know, we have a responsibility as the board to do our due diligence. And so as things are moving quickly, I want to call out to the board that we do have a permission and a responsibility to ask for more time, to ask for more questions, or to ask that we get more time or material sooner so that we have longer to sit with these decisions so that we can do our due diligence to the extent that it is possible. I mean, everybody recognizes the expedited timeline we're under. And I'll just remind everyone that, you know, sometimes when the meetings are long and we're asking all these questions and they're adding to the length of the meeting, that it can feel like, gosh, I really have a question and I don't want to ask it. But I think we have heard tonight that there is support from the leadership team, from the CEO, and also a responsibility to be part of that check and balance. So as we continue to look at all of these important decisions, our opportunity to get enough time to do our job, and the openness to ask those questions and kind of get through to where we feel like we can approve things that are before us or ask questions and move them to the next stage, I think that's really important. So I appreciate the timeliness with which this discussion happened, because I think it's key to how we're gonna get to the other side of this expedited timeline. So thanks to everybody for your time tonight. And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're out.